Det var lite till min mamma och sen som handbiskup för min syster. I want you to get rich, but well, I like to ride a horse. When I got rich, he put no saddle on. I just got on top, back broad and took. First time I jump over, you see, and I fell. And she looked at me, she laughed. She said, take your time, so I put my leg and I got it. When I got on that night at Carpenter, David Richmond Stone. Biscuit went about 10 foot. Biscuit bucket and heavy. You know what I did? I never told her. I got them biscuit, I took my shirt there, wipe off good, put it back in the bucket. Went on to Mr. I'll never forget that. She had a body called Duncan, used to sleep there with her. Duncan, Miss Rita, and then somebody else. And Douglas, yeah, he was sleeping there. Ooh, this here car, them biscuits sure is good. I said, yeah, they're full of dust. And I told Duncan after that. I said, Duncan, I said, you remember when I brought them biscuits to Miss that morning? He said, yeah, I said, it was good. Doggone right, I said, because now you know how to make them. I said, they were made good. But I said, them biscuits fall in the dust. I said, they're full of dust. He said, what? I said, they're full of dust. He said, well, I'll be damned. He said, no wonder them thing was cracked. I said, them biscuits were all over there. Nobody, everybody was defeating them. I got them up and just cleaned them the best I could with my shirt there. He said, well, next time you bring biscuits, he said, I ain't gonna eat them. But we know that she never saw them no more. I never told little lady about it because she wouldn't. Sure. We used to have fun, I'm telling you. God, dog.
Did you ever have to do, a lot of times they would get all the brush and the trees and the things out of the fields, didn't they? They said they were doing what?
Oh, no, they ain't had no brush that field. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have to do a lot of getting all the things out of the field, like trees and where they could, you know?
Oh, yeah, in the new ground. Yeah, you do that. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a long time ago. People used to go back there with axe and saw.
Yeah.
Cut them down.
Yeah.
Pile them up and burn them. Out of them logs. You get about 10 men who stick.
Uh-huh.
You pack them logs and pile them each side. Well, you come a second time, you set them a fire. And then your ground is clean. Oh, though they had stumps and things, if you dig that up,
yeah.
They finally, you know, get rid of them.
Yeah, you might get some oxen and you did what?
Oh, no, we never got no oxen. I've been in place where they use oxen and things, mule too. Well, I work on with oxen, but over there, what I'm talking about, them use manpower there, tote them log, and they told me that. Put them stick down and roll them log on. And the lead man holler his eye when he say that you got to pick up that log. Long with it. And when you get where you want to dump it, one side, one of them men, say three or four of them men on it, they put down and you dump it over. Walk back and get another. Sometimes you get a big one, sometimes you get a small one. That's right. And then brush, you pile them up. Well, in the fall of the year when everything is good and dry, set them afire. And then you get in there with your plow. That's right. But further about them oxen, they didn't use no oxen. I used oxen for log, you know, haul log, something like that.
And that was called doing what? All this stuff, that was called doing what to the land? You had to...
Well, you cleaned it up then.
Cleaned it up.
You cleaned up the plow.
Now, when you got in there with a plow, what did you use to break the ground first?
You used a plow with a coulter. You don't know what a coulter is. You take a plow, turning plow.
Yeah, coulter. Yeah.
All right. Now you got a coulter and you got a bridle, you call that. You put that bridle on that beam. Right on that plow beam. That thing made this way, you see, you clamp that. And you got a piece on, you put it here, and you got them both. Yeah, you can do what you want. You can tighten so tight you can hardly get it off. That's a good thing. That cut the root.